This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Monday's deal between the White House and congressional leaders in both parties seems like a bit of a change. The Hyde Amendment banning Fed funding of abortion and the president's Title X defunding of Planned Parenthood will be fought before courts, but not in the federal two-year budget. After passing a recent ban against abortion-related infanticide, Texas legislators are now proposing spending yet another $41 million on job training and other programs for moms at risk of being coerced into abortions. Last year, just one agency helped 37,000 women and children. Similar proposals in past years have been opposed by abortion-friendly legislators. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, abortion activists are filing suit to overturn Georgia's heartbeat abortion ban. New York State, home of unlimited abortion, is now also known for banning all animal surgeries that declaw cats. So finally, cats have at least one place with more protections than unborn babies. Minnesota's Ilhan Omar is desperate to fund abortion for immigrants. And no sirens, no lights on an ambulance means life-saving seconds and minutes can be lost. But that is what another abortion clinic requested last month for two women in serious distress at a clinic that only performs abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.